Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Whooping cranes, once tottering on the verge of extinction, have made a comeback. A population of 16 birds has grown to more than 200.
Well, it looks like another record year.
Leanne Lynham is a biologist for the Wildlife Diversity Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Hoopers nest in Canada and winter in Texas at the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge.
We had 58 nests in Canada this year, which is just short of the all-time high. And as of late August, which is the last time we sort of get to count chicks on the nesting grounds in Canada, there were 34 chicks still alive, including two sets of twins. So with 215 adult whooping cranes leaving Texas last spring, and hopefully the majority of those surviving, we're looking to perhaps push past the 230 or 235 bird mark this year.
And when might we see their population reach the 300 mark?
Well, I don't know how long it'll take us to get to 300. We didn't hit 100 until 1986, and then we hit 200 in 2005. We'll probably get to 300 a little quicker because our population is now able to grow a little faster.
A whooping crane bus tour is scheduled for November 27 at Matagorda Island State Park and Wildlife Management Area. Find all the information you need on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.